Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Corneosen, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. This week, we're going to chat a little bit about jobs, degrees, and STEM. I want to talk a little bit about what a degree is for, why somebody might come to the university and get a degree. There's a wide array of interests that people have when they come to the university. Of course, sometimes students are completely undecided. And how do they pick what they're going to do? Well, usually they have some sort of a passion. And we try to inculcate in kids all the time, seek what your passion is, look for something that excites you. And those are good words of advice. But at the same time, we have to talk about where the rubber meets the road. As an advisor of many, many students, work SOAR here and do other kinds of things where I'm working with students all the time. I have to talk to them about what the likely outcome is of the choices they make at the university. So I just want to talk a little bit about that because obviously at some point the university degree is going to play into a career. Otherwise, students wouldn't go into a substantial amount of debt in many cases unless there was some way that it was going to leverage a better career opportunity for themselves in the future. So I was looking at a new web output that came from Forbes.com, the 25 bachelor's degrees with the highest salary potential in 2016-2017. I want to talk about those a little bit. I'm just going to sort of read through some of them. There's a little bit of overlap, a little bit of redundancy, but I'm going to go through some of those right now and talk about them. I'm not going to talk about the salaries overall, but I'm going to talk about sort of the 25 top ones. So first, tied for 25 is structural engineering. After that is industrial engineering, which is also in a tie, and biomedical engineering, which is also in a tie. After that is government. Of course, that's a fairly nebulous thing. There's many places you can work in the government, but government jobs at some level. Getting a degree in government, I don't think they really mean that. I think they mean something that's likely to lead to a career in government in some way, shape, or form. Then you might have aerospace engineering, and which then there's a tie for number 19 with mining engineering, industrial distribution, engineering in general, and computer science. Then there's a tie at number 15 with physics, materials science and engineering, electrical and computer engineering, industrial and systems engineering, electrical and electronics engineering. There's some redundancy there, obviously. And we have a tie at number 13 for straight electrical engineering, applied mathematics. There's also a tie at physics and mathematics for 11. In other words, a dual degree, physics and mathematics, ties with computer science and mathematics. So if you get a dual degree in those two fields, computer engineering is number 9, which is tied with aeronautical engineering. Electrical and computer engineering is at number 8. Electronics and communications is at number 7. And number 5 for a tie is nuclear engineering, computer science with engineering. And then at number 3, we have a tie between chemical engineering and actuarial science. At number 2, we have systems engineering. And at number 1, we have petroleum engineering. You might ask, why are you doing this, Dave? Why are you going through a list like this? Well, of course, I want to point out how consistent it is that the fields we're talking about here are fields that are in the natural sciences and engineering. Computer science, mathematics, physics, material science, engineering. Uniformly across those kinds of fields, we're going to have people making salaries at the bachelor's level that are well above average. Is that all it's about? Is it only just about money? No, and here's the interesting point. This is one of those places where you can have your cake and eat it too. When I talk to students and I talk to undecided students, I talk to students from a wide array of backgrounds and interests. The thing I talk to them about when I'm talking science is not, and you'll make a lot of money. That's not what I talk about. Typically, that's the thing you must say to parents when the parents say, gee, is my son or daughter going to be able to make a living doing physics? And you say, oh, yes, don't worry. A physics degree is going to allow them to be able to be paid middle class kind of wages or even upper middle class kind of wages. No, when I talk to students about science, I'm keen into something that they feel passion for already. And yet, the amazing thing is that they can have that passion and they can still find a way to be productive in society and be paid for that passion. Being paid is not the all important thing, but of course it's part of the equation. People worry about that. People worry, I'm going to go do something. I'm going to try to make something in my life in which I have an interest. I also want to be able to support myself and make my own way. Those are two facets of the university education. We're trying to create well-rounded students with a wide array of interests who can contribute to society in many positive ways, but we are also trying to help them prepare for the future into which they go, where they hopefully will have gainful employment for the rest of their professional career. In the sciences and in engineering, we have that potential we have the best of all possible worlds. It's a great thing to look forward to, and I talk to students about this all the time. Hope it's food for thought for you also. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.